What rehearsal processes are being used, you think, for productions in terms of stage management? To kind of contextualize it, do rehearsal processes here take place in a very short period of time, or are they usually spanned over a long period of time? How is this determined?
Nowadays, at least for myself, I think my rehearsal process are more condensed. We used to, because most of the artists and or actors are not full-time actors, so you actually do your rehearsal over 3 months or 4 months, and only in the evening. But nowadays, we are looking at actors who can work with us, you know, like 6 to 8 hours a day. So that actually allows us to plan rehearsals intensely. But even then, so then different companies have different kind of work flow. Some can finish it in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Some divide them into phase. In our case, we have phases. So we have phase of looking at script and phase of trying out the bit of the script, and then before we move into proper rehearsals. So there are different models to it. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Generally, most of the productions now they don't have the luxury to stretch it over a period of time. Most of the time, the rehearsal is done in 2 weeks. 2 months. Mm. 2 months. Averagely about 30 sessions, per session is about 4 hours. Mm. Yeah, so that's the average, about 30, 40. Of course, I would like to think that artists would prefer a longer process. Like for example, what TNS is still now doing sometimes, they separate, they break up the rehearsal process into 3 phases. Mm. First phase maybe is just to brainstorm. The second phase is to gather all these materials and try things out, and then the final process is then with the final script. Mm. Yeah. But nowadays, because of like what Himlan was saying, artists being not full time, mm. Not full time meaning they have to do jobs outside of acting. Mm. They have to teach. They have to do other events. So. And also because of the budget issue, because if you hold the actors for a long period of time, like the longest I have was 6 months. So if you hold the artist for this long period of time, how then are you going to work out the remuneration for this artist? Mm-hmm. And that would affect the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are also money issues that are hindering the length of the rehearsal process.
So it's interesting that I see that nowadays most productions don't go beyond, I don't know whether this is a fair thing to say, but most productions don't go beyond 1.5 hours. Mm. Yeah, because the 1.5 hours production is about 90 minutes. So 90 minutes, if you spend about 120 hours to a 90 minutes production, seems workable. But then that already takes away possible rooms of exploration. Yeah. To try things out and to keep trying things until it works. But you know, this is how the ecology is like now. Mm. Mm, something good about that, but also something get lost in the process.
Do you think it's because audiences in Singapore have short attention spans?
Of course, we all always assume that audience have short attention spans. But, you know, but there are productions that are more than 2 hours. Mm. And if the production is good, audience can stay through.
Yeah.
So, sometimes I don't think it's really because of short attention spans.
Mm.
No. Of course, you know, you're going to do a 3-hour production or 2-hour production. It is more, it's more difficult, as in the play must be able to hold for 2 hours. Then it's more strenuous for actors, for the production team. Yeah, but that is really not because of audience, sometimes I feel. No, I think audience have went to cinema and watched 2.5 hour show.
That's true.
I think every Transformer is about 2 hours, you know. And a lot of explosion. You saw already, yeah?
I haven't.